You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, welcome back. It's Dr. Dave, and great to have you. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Yes, it's the David Matto Lifestyle Show, and I appreciate you. I'm in my outdoor studio again because I'm outside doing my Magic 4 today. And I just still want to stress to you that walking, in case you're new to me, by the way, Magic 4 is getting out there and walking 4 miles straight. And if you do it every day, it's a game changer. And I want to stress that when I do my Magic 4, when I walk 4 miles, it's not necessarily just walking, but there are a lot of other things you can do during the Magic 4, and I'll just give you a few that I do. Oftentimes, I can stop, and if I stop to take a break, I do some squats, some free squats, and you know what squats are. Basically, from a standing position, you just start bending your knees, and you go down, basically as far as you can, and then stand back up. So imagine during a walk, during your Magic 4, imagine stopping and doing 10 free squats, 10 squats, and then continue on your walk, and then maybe a short time later doing 10 more. By the time you finish, during your breaks, you can do a decent number of squats, and let me tell you something, you will feel a difference. You'll feel a difference in your body when you start incorporating squats into your routine. And like I said, you don't need to be in a gym. You can do this during your Magic 4 or when you're brushing your teeth, as my wife Yoko does, or in any room or outside. You don't have to be doing this in a gym. And some of the other things I do during my Magic 4, where I walk, it's kind of rural, as you probably know if you've been following me for quite some time, especially if you're watch my Periscope broadcast. I mean, you see exactly the streets that I walk on and the area that I'm in. And by the way, if you come to WTA, you know what that is, the Weekend to Awesome in April, April 22nd and 23rd. If you're accepted, I'm only taking 10 people. If you're accepted, if you're interested, you will walk the same streets that we walk here. You'll basically immerse yourself in our lifestyle. And after the end of the weekend, oh my God, my goal is to have you saying this will be the best weekend you ever spend in your life. So I hope you're in. Like I said, I'm only taking 10. I'm going to be fairly strict because I want 10 like-minded people. But that's not even the purpose of this show today. I don't know why I digressed and started talking about the Weekend to Awesome. But some of the other things I do when I'm outside, I know where I was going with this because I said I'm in a kind of a rural area. That's right. So there are like horse fences and trees and all kinds of things around here. I will stop at a fence or a tree or anything and do some stretching, some very simple stretching exercises during my Magic 4. And if I really feel motivated, I'll get down, as long as it's not raining or wet out, I'll get down on the ground and do some sets of push-ups. Yeah, you can do these all. You can do everything during a Magic 4. I'd like to know what you do. If you come up with any other good ideas, anything that I did not mention. I mean, there are tons of things you can do. You can strike some yoga poses. Oh my God, there are crunches if you want to get down on the ground and do some crunches. There are tons of things you can do during your Magic 4. And then again, you don't have to. You could just do a straight 4, and that's fine. That's totally fine because it's all about getting out there every day and covering 4 miles on your feet, not on a treadmill, please. On your feet, on the earth. Be one with the earth. Be one with nature. It makes a tremendous difference. And again, I've got a treadmill. I've got a treadmill in my home. Do I use it a lot? No. Do I use it for training sometimes? Yes. Do I use it if it's minus 10 degrees out and icy and snowy? Yes. But I usually don't use it. I'm usually outside, walking, running, hiking, skiing, the list goes on and on. I love the outdoors, and I think that's one of my secrets to life. be one with nature. A short time ago, you probably know this again if you're a frequent listener. By the way, if you're a brand new listener, I really welcome you. Thanks so much for being here. But if you've been a listener for a while, you know that a very short time ago, maybe just a couple weeks ago, I spent some time at Zion National Park. And there was a trail. What was this trail called? I think it was called Hidden Canyon Trail. I'm not sure if I spoke about this trail in detail when I told you I was at Zion a couple weeks ago, but I want to share something about the trail with you here now, because let's say it was not an easy trail. It was actually a fairly difficult, strenuous hike. And this hike consisted of a lot of uphill switchbacks. We were going like up from the bottom of a canyon to the rim of a canyon. So it consisted of a lot of uphill, basically all uphill the whole way, which could be very intimidating to somebody that's not really used to a lot of uphill or not really in great physical condition. It can be very difficult, because there's not a lot of resting. You're always going uphill. Now, you could take time and move to the side and take a little rest, of course, which I believe in. But basically, the whole first half of the hike is uphill. So not only was it difficult in that way, but we got to a point where there were chains you had to hold on to. So imagine going uphill, you're walking along, minding your own business, and all of a sudden, there are these chains that you better grab onto, because if you don't grab onto them and keep yourself really steady and stable and in the right spot, well, if you look off to your right, there's a nice little cliff right there. Basically, by your right foot, there's a cliff right there. And if you happen to fall off that cliff, if you happen to let go of the chain and slip and fall off that cliff, well, you've just fallen down about 1,000 feet to the end of your life. Now, I don't want to paint that difficult of a picture, because, again, people do this trail every day, and I think it's extremely rare that somebody will actually fall. But it can be very intimidating and very dangerous, especially if you have a fear of heights. And then we get up to a point, even after the chains, where there's more climbing up, up, up. And there's a sign that says you've reached the end of the trail. But after that, it looked like there was more trail. And we kept going. And yeah, we had to jump over some boulders. When I say jump, I mean like climb over some boulders. We had to, do some of that stuff. We had to get around trees and branches and weird areas and obstacles, for sure. But we finally made it to a part of this trail that truly was the end, I think. There was a natural arch that was just beautiful, and nobody else was there. And we just sat down and enjoyed some snacks and some lunch and enjoyed the incredible beauty that this trail offered us at the very, very top of Hidden Canyon. And I've got a few take-home points I want to share with you about this hike and about this trail and about life. We're going to wrap everything together into life, because it's all about life. First of all, the trail, yes, it was intimidating. And if somebody would have looked at a map or seen a video or heard a description of this trail, many people would have said, no, there's no way. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I mean, it's a lot of uphill. There's obstacles. There's chains you have to grab onto. There are parts where if you fall off, you're going to die. It's scary. And even when I get to the point, in order to get to the arches, I'm going to have to pass a sign that says end of the trail, and I have to keep going further. I'm not doing that. I think that would be a very common response to somebody that we would ask, do you want to do this trail with us? But what I learned was, if you look at the whole picture of something, it could be very intimidating. But when you just take a step back and think of it as one little piece of a puzzle, one piece at a time, you can generally conquer it. Like, yeah, there was some uphill. Sure, there was a lot of uphill. But if you just take your time and don't go too fast and take some breaks, you'll be able to get past the uphill part. And guess what? Coming back the second half, coming downhill, was like a gift. It was like a nice present from somebody to us, because going downhill is not that tough. So you can get through it if you just take a little bit at a time. You get to the part where there are chains, and it's very intimidating. And yeah, you look to your right, and yes, if you drop off there, you're dead. So somebody might say, well, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. But guess what? If you just stop, take a deep breath, realize that hikers do this every day. And although, yes, it's dangerous, but nobody's falling. If you're careful and you hold on to the chain for dear life and you keep moving one foot in front of the other, you're going to get to a point where after probably less than 5 minutes, you're past that really difficult part. And you could say, wow, I did that. I got past that. And then you get to an area where it says this is the end of the maintained trail. And you could say, look, I don't want to go any further. But if you do, you're going to be rewarded with, yeah, areas where you have to climb over some boulders, but you do a little bit at a time. Just get over one. Go to the next obstacle. And when you get to the next obstacle, conquer that one. And it's almost like checking that one off. And then when you get to the next obstacle, it might be difficult, but get around that or get over that, whatever you have to do. And at the end, you're truly rewarded by this beauty that very few people can achieve. Very few people get to these arches because of the obstacles involved, because of the sign that says end of trail, and because of the fright of doing it. It's not easy. And again, if we look at it as all one big obstacle, one really big tough course, that yeah, people are not going to do it. But that's why I like to break things down and take them just one little piece at a time. I remember when I was a practicing dentist. I've got a great story. I still remember this to this day. I had this patient that came in. His name was Rick. He's a young guy. He's probably, back then, he was probably, I don't know, probably 20, 19, 20, 21. He was like in that age range. And Rick was a heck of a guy, but every time he came in, he had more trouble. I tell you, this guy must have drank Coke all day long or some kind of sugar, because every time he came in, there was more decay. His mouth was a mess. It was just really, really like a complex case. And I was really kind of, I just felt it was really, really difficult. And I felt I was up against a lot of obstacles and didn't even know what to do with this guy. And he really frustrated me, because even as nice as a guy he was, his mouth was a total disaster. And I just felt this was like so complex. It just made me anxious and I didn't know what to do. So I still remember this like it was the other day. I was skiing with a friend of mine. His name was Stan. I haven't seen Stan in so long. I'd like to see him one day, but I just haven't seen Stan in so long, because this was back in the 80s. And we were on the chairlift, and I was explaining to Stan. I said, Rick is a nice guy, but I'm just really intimidated by his case. It's so complex, and I don't know what to do. And every time he comes back in, there's more decay, and it's just a total, total mess. And Stan looked at me as we're riding up this chairlift, and he said, Dave, why are you so intimidated about this? And I said, because there's just so much going on here. I can't comprehend. It's too much for me. And Stan calmly looked at me and said, Dave, just do one tooth at a time. Take care of one tooth at a time. And it might take a long time, but you'll finally be there. You'll do it. And I'll never forget that example, because how many times do you get intimidated over something? You look at the whole big picture and it's difficult. It's intimidating. It's a mess. Whatever that may be. Maybe you want to lose a lot of weight. Maybe you know you've got a lot of weight to lose. Or maybe there's something in life that you want to accomplish, but it just seems so crazy. Like it's too much for you. I've learned, just do a little bit at a time. Get over one little obstacle and then move to the next one. And after a certain period of time, you'll be there. You will have conquered the trail. You will have gotten not only to the end of the trail, but past the sign that says end of trail. And there might be extreme beauty there. When I say get past the end of the trail and past that sign, I'm thinking about so many people look forward in their lives to retiring, and they don't have any real plans after retirement. They work all their lives. Maybe they're in their 60s and they say, okay, I want to retire. And then they don't really have anything going and they just start to slowly fade away because there's nothing going on past that end of trail sign. Oh my God, I'm never going to retire personally. I mean, I might stop working what I'm doing now, meaning, you know, my speaking all over North America to dental groups and all. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And I might not do that forever. I don't know. I love it. But I might want to move into something else. But I would never say that I'm just going to get to the end of the trail and see that sign and then just stop. Because what would I do? What would I do every single day? I mean, I love helping you. I could never see the day come that I would just want to be somewhere and not helping you or helping other people with their lives. I cannot see the day come where I want to just stop this show. I can't see that happening. I love what I'm doing. Do I want to make some changes along the way? Absolutely. That's totally fine. But when I see that end of the trail sign, hey, baby, I'm going to ignore that sign. I'm going to keep going. Now, when we got to the arch, that beautiful natural arch, there was truly a sign that said, this is really the end of the trail. Now, that's not the exact wording, but it was something like that. In other words, we got to one sign that said, this is the end of the trail. You can keep going if you like, but it's a route. It's not maintained. And we passed that. But we got to a sign that basically said, no, this is really the end of the trail. Stop now. Now, we didn't go further because it looked like that sign was there for a reason. It looked like it may have been dangerous. And it looked like the national park, Zion National Park, was pretty much saying, hey, don't go anymore. And so we listened to that. Sometimes you have to be smart and sometimes you have to say, hey, look, okay, we've done everything we can. We're going to listen. We're not going to go any further. But in life, I'm always going to be on the trail. There are going to be obstacles. There's going to be chains. There are going to be cliffs that sometimes maybe you get close to falling over and close to failing or close to dying. There are going to be all kinds of challenges in life. And I know I've talked to you about this several times. I did a show from Yosemite probably back about 6 months ago, something like that. I was at Yosemite National Park and I talked about being on the right trail, being on the wrong trail. Sometimes not even understanding what trail to be on, but you could be at the bottom of a mountain and look up and almost visualize the trail that you should be on. You can see in advance almost what trail you should be on. Yeah, I'm an outdoors guy. I love hiking. I love backpacking. I love being on trails. And I definitely use that as a metaphor for life because this past trip we did to Zion, yeah, this was not an easy trail. It was not the most difficult thing in the world either. So if I don't want to intimidate you. If you're ever at Zion, I recommend you go up that Hidden Canyon Trail. You'll be fine. You'll do it. I know you can. Just be prepared for a lot of uphill at first. Be prepared to hang on to some chains that are firmly attached into the stone part of the canyon. Firmly attached, because we have to trust they are, because they're pretty much, those chains are pretty much, you're putting your faith in those chains to save your life. You'll get past the chains. You'll get past that first sign that said end of maintained trail. You'll get past that. You'll get past the obstacles after that. And your reward will be that beautiful natural arch. And when you've gotten there, I just want you to say, thanks, Dr. Dave. You really helped me, not only on the trail, but the trail of life. We're doing this together, guys and gals. When I say guys, by the way, it just means everybody. I'm not only talking to the male gender. When I say, hey, guys, I'm talking to all of you, every single one of you. You're my friends. My goal in life is to help you live your best life ever. I've been through some crazy times in my life. You know that. If you've been a longtime follower or listener or friend, you know the craziness I've been through. Oh my God. I could have just put my arms up in the air and said, that's it, I'm done. Life has thrown me too many challenges, I'm out. But I did not do that. I figured out ways to make it good and make it better. And now I truly am blessed. I really am. I travel North America. I travel the world, but mostly North America. And just I see the beauty. And I'm able to do my work from wherever I am. And I really love what I do. I hope it comes across in my words. But not only in my words, in my emotion that you can sense from listening to my words here. I truly love what I do. I love helping you. And I want to end this today just by thanking you. Thanking you for being not only a listener or a follower. You're a lot more than that to me. A lot more than that. You are a true friend. I'll see you next week. I'm Dr. Dave. Whatever you call me. Dr. D the V. The Vegan, whatever it might be. Or just Dave. I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.